You know what? You could apply the fact, you know, this to whatever soul winning time, but don't be discouraged by being rejected. And don't, you know, like Jesus said, to shake the dust off your feet. Don't carry the dust of discouragement, you know, if I can alliterate a little bit, to the next door. Ooh, more. You know, the dust of discouragement to the next door. Don't do it. I'm on a roll, right? You don't want to bring that attitude of, oh, I got rejected this door, probably going to get rejected this door. Because people can read that. I mean, they just see it a mile away. And here's the thing I always tell people. And again, people get discouraged. I've been there, you know, like, oh, this is unreceptive. No one's getting saved. Especially when you first start out and, you know, maybe it's all you've seen. You know, it's natural reaction to be discouraged. But you got to kind of grow beyond it. And what I've always tried to tell people on these trips and things where people kind of, you know, vent their frustration a little bit is that, you know, the command is to go. Did Jesus say, go win everybody to Christ? Don't stop till everybody's saved? I mean, that's ideal, right? But it's not real. It's not reality. That's why the command is just to go. So if we've gone, no matter what happens on the trip, if people receive us or not, here's the thing. We are already a success. God looks down and says, well, they obeyed the command to go. And we have obeyed regardless of the results. And if you're struggling with this, you know, here's what I always recommend people do is to focus on other positive aspects. You know, the great thing about these trips is not just that we're going out and fulfilling the Great Commission, but is that we're going out into one of the most beautiful states in the country. I mean, you're going out into these valleys, you know, you're going out into the canyons, you're going out into the pine tops sometimes. I mean, we're going to all these cool places. I mean, just the drive out to Globe is cool. Who's ever gone up that route? I can't think of the road right off the top of my head. But, you know, you go through Claypool, then you go up that big hill, go through that cool tunnel. The kids are getting excited, right? Tunnels. And then you go through, there's that huge gorge. It's beautiful. So, you know, maybe the place we're going to won't be the most, it's not going to be just, you know, the stellar, receptive soul winning, but hey, the trip there can be fun. We could take in some sights we might not otherwise get to see. Think about all the fellowship. You know, you get to talk to one another in the van. You get to know people. You're going out door to door. You get to, you know, you get to share stories with people. You know, I've got one. I've got a few, right? Going out on these soul winning trips, maybe it was the most receptive, but it was the most fun I've ever had out soul winning. And, you know, risking life and limb even at times. See me after the service about that one. But you get to have fellowship with people. You get to make stories. You get to, you know, create memories with folks. You know, that's a great thing. Think about the recreation. You know, we always try to work in a time of recreation. We go see something or, you know, whatever. There's all kinds of different things that we try to work in. So I'm just saying all this because of the fact that we need to understand that if we're going to participate in this program, we're going to noise abroad the gospel in the hill country, that here it's going to be a mix. Some places are going to be more receptive than others, and some places are going to be difficult to get to physically.